All right, here it is coming at you. A Tuesday afternoon edition of TBTL, part of our summer Cartacular series. This is our yearly little break for the summer where we record some special shows and send them out to you and then enjoy a little time off. I noticed somebody walking down the sidewalk kind of mean mugging me.
Oh.
And I felt embarrassed, and then I realized it was just Camaro Kev.
Oh.
Who's just left the broadcast center here on the deck outside of the offices of Walsh, Walsh, and Dormat. This week, as we were doing last week, we're talking about cars in our life.
And, I almost thought you were saying cars, car repair.
Yeah. Our law firm is Dewey, Cheatham & Howe. Andrew, I don't know about you. I just sense there's a real opening to be the next car talk.
That's how I feel. Like, has anybody looked into that? Like, where are they out of? Like, Boston? What's the Boston public
know.
Radio
Actually,
station?
You know what? I have to look that up.
They should think about filling that hole, and I think that maybe we should. I have some ideas.
I know an internet tendency that I think would be a great replacement. Did you hear about that, Veeves?
No. I mean, I heard about your... I know about your idea for your show.
Yeah. You know, they were very receptive to, and Andrew was like, we should probably tell them we can't do it. And I was like, no, let's push it to the point where they're rejecting us, which we did successfully.
Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, Genevieve is here with us again. Thank you for being here.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for having so many car accidents in your youth that we can mine it as fodder for these special programs. And anyway, the winner of this contest was... the radio version of McSweeney's internet tendency.
Oh. So.
A droll time should be had by all.
Yes.
One assumes. Okay, so yesterday, right at the end of the program, I mentioned that I was starting to, well, let's say enjoy this cazadore as I picked up over at the Whole Foods, and that the guy who was working in that section told me a slightly crazy story of what had happened just a day or two ago in that very section. This is not car related, but I feel like at this point, the listeners kind of know what they're in for. So the Whole Foods has a very small, I don't know if you guys have noticed, it has like one shelf of liquor. It has like wine and beer and stuff, but the actual liquor section is pretty small, actually. So I had to ask a guy where it was with actually a little embarrassment because like they have beer and wine, like they have alcohol drinks. And when you have to go up to the guy and go, do you guys have any?
Do you have any medicine? Where do you keep your medicine?
No. But not the amateur stuff.
No.
No, I don't want junior varsity. We're talking fifth year letterman here. What do you have that will poison an elephant as quickly as possible? So I felt kind of bad. I felt like I was asking. I was, you know, where do you guys keep the extra small condoms? Paging over the. Anyways,
so I know where. Just that's aisle three.
He walks me over to the section. He goes, you're going to pay for this, right? And I go, yeah. I mean, he was joking. Like, none of it was, to this guy's credit, he wasn't giving me the wrong impression. I was like, yeah, I'm planning on it. He goes, because we had a guy rob us last night. I go, what do you mean rob you? I mean, like, try to steal stuff, like, run out of the store or try to, like, point a gun? He goes, no, it was bear spray.
Whoa.
Because that's just mace.
Yes, exactly. He goes, the guy came in with mace, with bear spray, pointed it at me, told me to take him to the expensive liquor, grabbed a bottle of really expensive stuff, ran out and sprayed the mace, and they had to clear the whole store.
Oh. I'm sort of shocked you couldn't smell it in there today. That stuff is incredibly powerful. You're not allowed to fly with it. I had to buy it when I was in... I went to...
steal some booze.
I went to steal some booze.
The TSA confiscated my weaponry.
I went to Grand Teton National Park last year, and you basically you have to buy bear spray once you get there. You can't fly with it, and it is just like a hairspray sized can of mace. And you basically should never leave your campsite without it. And in fact, we did see a bear, although we did not
spray
it. Yeah.
What was the circumstances of seeing the bear?
It was me and two girlfriends. And we were hiking around a little lake and having a really lovely time. And we'd been given all of the tutorials and things on what to do if you see a bear. It's different. There's grizzlies out there, which are just like monsters, and then there are black bears, which will still f you up, but you know it's much smaller. And I think the rules for what you're supposed to do with each one vary vary or may even be the opposite. I think maybe one you're supposed to stand still, one you're supposed to run.
Don't you punch one in the nose?
In the moment, I'll tell you, all of your training leaves you, and you just, well, me, I just went, ah! And we both, and we all three.
Oh, that's
turned
the fourth kind of bear.
Right.
It was a black bear. We turned a little corner around a little stand of trees, and it was there just chewing away, eating whatever fruits or whatever it was eating off of some plant. Thankfully, we did have food in our packs. Thankfully, it was more interested in what it was eating than chasing us, because it would have been no contest. Like, these things are super fast. They tell you, like, all these and crazy. They can go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds or whatever. They're like Ferraris, basically.
Hey, car talk.
I think
you mean like a monster truck.
Oh, yeah.
And so there was no question that if it wanted to mess with us, it would have gotten us. But we just went, ah! And then we all immediately about
how far away would you say it was?
Maybe 10 feet away. I'm very close
wow.
enough that it was, we turned a corner and it was unexpected. We didn't have a chance to like look ahead and see it.
And so what did you do?
We just turned around and started sort of running, and the person who was with us, who was the most experienced hiker and camper, kind of whisper barked at us, "Stop running."
Cause that's, that would be the thing I would totally do, and also my guess would be that'd be kind of the wrong thing, technically speaking.
Yeah, so she said, stop running. We all sort of got our bear spray in hand, ready to use, but didn't want to, you know, we had no intention of using it if it wasn't an emergency, and then just walked quickly away, and everything was fine.
Wow.
Now, you said bear spray is really expensive, right?
Yes, it's extremely expensive. We bought it at, like, you can buy it anywhere out there. Near in the park and in that part of the country, but two cans of it were like $50 or
okay.
something.
See, this guy must have found this bear spray.
Your brain and mine went to the same place, Walsh, which was like, how is the bear spray less expensive than if this? Presumably, this person just wanted to get drunk,
right?
And they figured if I'm robbing it, I might as well get the top shelf stuff. But I assume they would have settled for bottom shelf for $25.
I could see that being left in a Goodwill. Somewhere,
oh, sure,
because
yeah.
we had to leave ours. We left it in, they have these bear boxes at the campsites in Grand Teton, and you know they're sort of hardened metal boxes, and we left ours there in the hopes that someone would find it, see that it was unopened, unused, because you really only get like one or two good honks
and like
out
rob
of
a Trader Joe's with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me all your pirate's booty.
Don't rob a Trader Joe's. I mean, if you're gonna rob a store, I think Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Well, so here's what happened. The guy
don't rob Whole Foods.
So this guy in the who took me to the liquor section, he said, "Yeah, we got the stuff back." And I was like, "How did you get the stuff back?" And he goes, "Cause I broke the guy's thumb."
Whoa.
Who's this hero who's working at Whole Foods?
He has a name that I wouldn't recognize. It was like PIR or something.
Okay.
I looked at his name tag because I was like, I need to know who I need with me in the foxhole.
So
dude broke the dude's
over
thumb.
Over one bottle of booze
and
for Whole
the
Foods.
Booze.
And after he's already been seriously maced.
Well, I think the macing happened when the guy was running out of the store.
Oh, okay.
So the mace was first being used as I understood it. It was being used like a threat.
Mm-hmm.
He got the expensive alcohol. The hero, a.k.a. person who should not have tried to do this because who gives a bleep,
right?
Breaks the dude's thumb, gets the alcohol back.
Oh, then.
Dude runs out of the store and trails it with like a napalming of the bear mace.
Wow.
That is drama in real life.
That
right?
is some great drama. Pierre, or Purr is his name. I want to keep an eye out for him.
That's my memory. He's look for somebody whose name is close to that and ask about the time he broke a dude's thumb.
We have a listener, at least had a listener. I know this from monitoring the Facebook page. I'm watching you guys. Some listener is excited that I moved into this neighborhood because I believe her boyfriend or fiance or husband works in, I believe, the bakery over at the Whole Foods. So I need to make that connection, figure out who that person is, and get even more of the
and
story
tell that
of
person in
like.
The bakery to stick with Pierre, or Peck,
no matter
or whatever
what.
That guy's name is, because it like that's who you want to be with.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also if we could get some of those browned sugar chocolate chip cookies.
Okay, yeah, that would be good too. Yeah,
I like those.
Yeah, definitely. And also, always keep some sort of shredded meat option
for
the salad
butter.
In the salad bar. That would be the other thing.
Now this is the part of the show where we just critique Whole Foods. All right, let's do this. Take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll talk more automotive related.
More.
I mean, I'm saying more like from last week.
Okay, okay.
I don't mean this week. And also, I don't even mean we're probably going to do that, right. To be honest. I will tell you this. The tequila is helping my back, though.
That's good.
So thank God for small miracles.
Right.
We'll be back with more TBTL in just a moment. This is another one of those songs for me that it's been girl talked. This is, of course, Grizzly Bear. And I love this song, but also Girl Talk uses this in who knows what, the 11th hour of what album. And now it is forever enmeshed with the other stuff.
You know, you and I individually went through our Girl Talk phases.
Mine has not ended. I listened to it yesterday on a jog.
Well, have you been keeping up with him, though? Has he released anything new? Because, like, I haven't listened to any, like, new Girl Talk since, like, I don't know, 2009.
I was thinking about this the other day. I don't know if he has, because I'm always... I think he's got, like, maybe two or three albums that I listen to a lot, like Feed the Animals,
mm-hmm, that was
Night Ripper,
yep, those two.
And maybe Feed the Animals 2, I think.
Oh, see, I didn't know about that.
But I was wondering if he put anything new out, because I'd love to listen to it, and then I wondered if it was, like, that trend, quote-unquote trend, yeah, has passed. But I'm not ready for it to pass. Like, I will, probably till the day I die, I will find the combination of two otherwise disparate songs amazing when it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't, I mean, I guess it was a trend, but...
It was, but, like, didn't you say you, like, you know the Hood Internet guy who was on LiveWire or something? Like, they're still doing it, right?
He was a pretty big TBTL listener for a good while. Steve from the Hood Internet.
Oh, wow. Now, are they're still together? Was it just him, or is
well,
it
Well, see, that's
people?
Where it's complicated, that one. It was two guys, but I think Steve is the one who tours as the Hood Internet,
okay,
and I think he might be the main, sort of like... one day TBTL will just be you.
Oh,
and
didn't think it was going to go there. I didn't think that's how that sentence.
No, you'll use old recordings of me. But when you take TBTL on tour,
oh my god!
Right,
I'll just chop and screw. I'll chop and screw it. Of course,
just purely from the show starting on time. Think of what an upgrade that would be for you. Just from being able to actually plan your day.
This would be so much work, but no shit. Like the next time you're out,
yeah.
Instead of getting a co-host, how amazing would it be if I only used, like, our archives, the Marsupial Gurgle archives, and created just a live conversation between me and you on tape?
Seriously, I think it would be better than easily 90% of the shows that I've turned in.
God, that would be amazing. I want to do that. That's my great white whale. Life is wasted on me.
I'm tempted to ask Genevieve a question that, what do they say? Don't ask a question you don't know the answer to. This is don't ask a question you don't want to know the answer to.
Okay.
So I guess I won't ask. I was going to say, I was going to ask how much of your guys' conversation is Andrew going like, Burbank did it again, said, let's start at noon. And about 2:30, he was ready to go.
Well, let me just say not 0%.
I'll tell you what.
Extremely diplomatic.
Very diplomatic, but I'll tell you this. During the week, like, it's not a thing. Like, I'm answering the question you asked Genevieve. I think it's very rare that I would say, like, yeah, Luke dialed up late, like, because I don't care. But I did say today I made a snarky comment because you were supposed to,
I was trying to be here at 11:30 so we could start rolling at noon.
Right, and you sent me a text saying you'll be here at, you sent us a text saying you'll be 20 minutes late. And I will just straight up admit this. I said, first of all, we knew that he'll be here at 12:40. I said, oh, Luke's not going to be here until 12:20, but I already knew that you planned for that kind of stuff. Also, he means 12:40.
And I bet I rolled up right about 12:40.
I actually didn't notice. Is that
no,
true?
No, it was like right on the money. Yeah.
I mean, there is
looked at my watch.
I mean, I'll be really screwed if you ever decide to do something on time. Because
Limited chance of that happening.
I'm doing all the math.
Well, I appreciate your long-sufferingness.
We have a friend who's just consistently late to everything, and for a mutual friend's wedding she told all of us what time to be there, but she told that particular friend to be there earlier than the real time.
See, I'm waiting for that point in my relationship with Andrew. I thought we had it by the time this airs it will be a few weeks ago.
Oh, with the finances thing turning
we had to turn in some travel expenses to APM, and Andrew kept reminding me, again, just in a totally good nature, like just didn't want me to get screwed away. It's this day. Hey, don't forget, you got to do it. And then when the day came,
God do it.
Yeah,
God do it.
He does a mean Dana Carvey. Why does Dana Carvey talk like that way?
That look of disgust as Genevieve just shook her head.
I don't even know who that was for. Partly Dana Carvey, for sure.
mostly.
Hey, Dana Carvey's in the new Comedians with Cars Getting Oof. Coffee.
Really?
Yeah, oof indeed.
To the show, to Dana Carvey.
To Dana Carvey.
To Dana Carvey. I'll bet you that's somewhat painful. Well, he just seems like he's always on. Like, can he fucking relax for 2 seconds?
Well, that's the thing. I was surprised he was on there because I don't think of him as being doing a lot of stuff currently that I would find interesting.
He had like a couple of bits that he made that were made famous, or that he made famous, and then it was like he just never had another idea in his life, as far as I can tell.
The thing is, it takes so much creativity to come up with the church lady that I understand.
Or imitating a sitting U.S. president.
Right, why you wouldn't have anything left in the tank after that.
Absolutely. You give all you can, and then you're spent.
A guy who's like 8 million times more successful than all of us will ever be combined.
Honestly, of his career highlights, being on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee is, although somebody put a little... Isn't it the best/worst when someone throws up a little online joke and you're like, you got me? So it was someone made like a mock-up of the Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee kind of like title screen, but it just said like waitresses in diners tolerating comedians.
Yes, I saw that today too. Yeah.
And I was like, I guess I didn't really think of that aspect. Although truthfully, I mean, I don't know how they edit that show. I watched a couple episodes last night. I watched from the newest release or whatever with Zach Galifianakis. And I was looking for, are they doing that annoying thing that in particular men do, male comedians who are famous do, where they think that their very presence in the cafe is a gift to this server person, often a female. I was really looking for it, and I didn't see it. Maybe it was just that episode. Maybe they cut all of that out.
And also, I do think that as guys, especially aging guys, for some reason we are susceptible to that. Like, you know, absolute love to my dad, and I see myself, or I have to actively not do that thing where you kind of think, just be too cute when you're ordering.
Paternal.
Or try to make a joke. Or like, yeah. Or yeah. Yeah. And I think there is something that like kind of...
She is not interested in your shtick.
Yeah.
In any way. And not, I don't even mean romantically. I know you're like, I know neither you nor your dad is coming on to a waitress, but just inviting her to like enjoy your charmingness is... I mean, I would be exhausted by
it as
a waitress.
Have you ever even seen me come close to that in a restaurant? I would think I'm more...
It's
maybe
more grocery store clerks,
yeah, exactly,
honestly.
Right, yeah.
What is it just that interaction for you, Andrew? You just,
I mean,
obviously, I assume that you're coming from a place of wanting to just engage with the person and kind of share your life with them, even if only for that brief moment. Like,
get
what do you
laid
think?
Also, like, that's kind of a part of it for me. Yeah.
The thing is, though, and I've seen, but I actually have seen a lot of grocery store clerks respond very warmly to your banter.
And you wouldn't say that I do it often, would you?
No, you do it often.
Really?
But, yeah.
I feel like I'm so aware of it. Next time I do it, like, nudge me, because I feel
I'll
like
use
I'm
a code
super.
Word. What's our code
Digstown?
Word? Digstown. Okay.
I feel
unless it's ZZ Top.
I feel like I'm very conscious of
that
now.
What would this banter sound
like?
I mean, it's hard to come up with like on the fly like exactly what it is. I mean, it's all situational, but like I am very much, maybe to a fault, but in general, if I'm having an interaction with a person who's serving me, whether it's, you know, food at a restaurant or clerking at a store, I'll be polite, I'll be smiley, I might. Like, okay, I bought a cookie, that cookie I mentioned earlier, callback. I bought a cookie at Whole Foods, and the girl behind the counter said, oh, this looks good, or something. And I said, yeah, and it's really healthy for you, because it's obviously terrible for you. And we like joked around, like, haha, it's so healthy for you. So like, we're all, I don't want to say guilty, I think we're all capable of having pleasant interactions with people that we don't know socially. But I just see, I can tell when you like, you want the person to be warm. You want to be, to interact with them in a way where they are laughing or they warm up to you or something. And then sometimes I'll go to a grocery store with you where you go all the time because you do all the grocery shopping. And you'll sort of have these pre-existing relationships with the checkers.
The one at Safeway, though, see, that's the thing. I think that I probably, I, not to be defensive, but I do think that there was a time when I was not aware that I was doing that. And I mean, like, years ago. And I think I had that realization probably, like, maybe by watching somebody else, like my dad or something, coming like, ooh, God, do I sometimes do that? And I think I've made it, like, a policy that I really, truly live by, which is I follow their lead as far as energy, as far as banter, whatever. Because I know there are sometimes I will just sit there and not say anything, scan my card. But if the person starts talking to me, I'll talk to them. And, like, I now am a – I mean, it's a little bit hard for me to say this. I mean, I'm fine with it now. But, like, I'm now a Safeway shopper. You know, I was loyal to the QFC for a solid 2.5 years. And we had some – we had some great times.
You just grew apart?
Yeah.
You're really more friends.
I just kind of, you know, you move. You say you're going to stay in touch, and then you move to a different neighborhood, and you start going to Safeway. And but anyway, I know the last time.
Do you ever think of QFC while you're at Safeway?
That's disrespectful to the Safeway.
It's disrespectful to everybody. But last time you and I went grocery shopping together, Vives, it is true that I do the grocery shopping 90% of the time because I love doing it.
Yeah, I don't want to dictate to you what the appropriate level of socializing is because I don't want to do the grocery
shopping.
That's
why I think sometimes you walk in.
We all make our deals.
You walk in and you might, like, there is a checker there who is now a part-time checker because I know her life. She got a job somewhere else. I know what company she got a job with. I think she still works there on the weekends. And, you know, she is a very talkative person. I think I've told her about this podcast. Maybe she'll hear this now, but she's a very talkative person.
How did that come up?
Well, that I mentioned this to you on our trip.
I mean,
that,
no,
like,
offense.
I tried. Do you remember? So let me tell it from Vives and I go back to this place, and you know the woman I'm thinking
of
right?
Course.
And she starts talking to both of us, and she's really chatty. And then something about the podcast comes up, and you and her started bonding. She's like, I asked this guy what he does for a living. I've never seen a guy squirm out of his skin.
She did. She's like, oh, he got so squirmy. He was just like, he, like, he wanted to crawl out of his skin.
He won't even
so
tell me what his podcast is.
She asked you what you do for a
somehow
job.
It or somehow up. It came up. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But anyway, so if I came in and then
you weren't trying to use the special podcaster only line at the grocery store, but you didn't bring your credentials.
I put my shopping cart there and then went to get a few more things and came back because I am a podcaster, and you can do that.
If there was a podcaster-only line at the grocery store, literally everyone would be using it.
Yes, except for me.
You know what? That feels like the beginnings of a New Yorker cartoon.
Yes.
It really does.
We've got about 60% of one.
Anyway, my point is, like, you might have come into that and been like, boy, Andrew's really struck. Good old gregarious Andrew striking up a friendship with this woman again. And it is true. Like, I enjoy talking with her, but that wasn't me kind of pushing the relationship. I felt like I was following her
You're
lead.
Blaming the victim. I got it.
Yeah.
She was asking for it.
That's right.
You should have seen what she was wearing.
Oh, my God. It was an apron. It was one of those cashier aprons.
It said, ask me about our fried pickles. That's a shameless Simpsons ripoff. I apologize. It will go down to me as one of the top 10 comedy moments in that I've observed in my life, which is when, and I honestly referenced this probably like a month ago on the show, but when Apu, the problematic character of Apu, is fired from the Quickie Mart, the Quickie Mart corporate comes to tell him he has to leave because he sold Homer some bad meat that was on discount.
Oh, right.
And they take his pricing gun, they're like, give us your pricing gun, and then like, and your other one, he has one in like an ankle holster.
Right.
And then he's wearing a vest. And he has a button or he has a patch on that says, ask me about our fried pickles. And they rip it off and say, you can no longer tell people about our fried pickles.
All right. I know you know about TBTL, the podcast. You're listening to it right now. But have you tried TBTL, the newsletter? Because you can. Just go over to TBTL.net and click on the button that says, sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. I got to say, it's a lot of fun. Every week, Luke and I record a little video that we include in the newsletter. It's called Hey Dummies. We answer your questions, any questions you want to ask us. Well, there's all kinds of things in the newsletter. Don't take my word for it here. This is Mary. She's a big fan of the newsletter.
It has a nice welcome introduction, but then you have these phenomenal GIFs that are so much fun. You talk about amazing, wonderful people, and you introduce us to new things. And then the songs of the week. Oh, my gosh. And it just makes me so happy.
It can make you happy, too. I mean, listen, this is coming from Mary. She doesn't even listen to the podcast. She's here just for the newsletter. No joke. So, again, go to TBTL.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. And we'll try to bring a little extra sunshine to your inbox every Friday afternoon.
See, I consider myself to be a pretty talkative person, but I actually worry that I might have the opposite problem, Andrew, which is I think I'm I think I'm probably more taciturn than I mean to be in those situations. I don't think I'm, I really try not to be rude, but I guess basically what it is I have no interest in the lives of anybody who's not me in the grocery store. I don't want to be rude, but I don't really, like, you're even talking about these kind of regular relationships. Like, I go to the same Hagen in our neighborhood. I probably go 3 times a week for this or that. I see the same people. I couldn't tell you their names. I couldn't tell you anything about their life. Now, granted, it sounds like in this one situation, this person was really sharing a lot with you. But I don't know. I wonder if I'm just kind of doer and looking at the ground.
Well, you know Peer, the guy.
Only because he broke a dude's thumb trying to steal.
That's your kind of guy.
You kind of volunteered that.
If you have a story where you broke a guy with Bear Mace's thumb trying to steal booze, I'm listening.
Ask me how many thumbs I've broken.
You can no longer tell people about our broken thumbs. I just feel like I wonder because I couldn't tell you, and it's not because I don't think that these people that I'm interacting with have rich, interesting lives. I know they do, but I honestly assume that any time I'm talking to them, it's torture for them.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, to me, it's like there is a ticking clock.
Right.
Even if we're hitting it off, even if I'm at the Slow Pitch in Bellingham, which is like a casino/bar that I like, and I know everybody who works there, I really like them. I know nothing about their lives intentionally because I guess, and now I'm jumping topics into like a more weird area, but it's like at that casino, there's a lot of people that come in there and that bar, they come in there because they are somewhat lonely and they want to be friends with the people that work there. And they know way more about the people who work there's lives than I think the people who work there even are interested in. Like it's, they come in and they try to reference like how to go with the thing and all that. Mm-hmm. I'm so worried about coming off as one of those folks that like, I'm friendly, I'm chatty, but I always really try to like just give them an out and not prolong anything ever.
That's
if
the
I
exact
get that vibe at all. I do that too.
That's the exact emotion I have on every bus ride I've ever been on, because to me the worst thing I can imagine is being a city bus driver and being you're truly a captive audience for whatever like needy, weird, socially awkward person is standing forward of the yellow line, as you're not allowed to do, talking your ear off. And it says on the signs, like, any act of violence against a bus driver is a felony. But I think it should be any act in any interaction that is not, you know, mandated by your trip with the bus driver is a felony. Because,
yeah,
like, the thought of being trapped there while some, you know, someone runs off at the mouth about whatever crazy thing they believe while you're trying to drive a bus through Seattle,
right,
is a nightmare. So I always say thank you when I get off. Like, I say to the point where when I get off at the back door, I walk forward and yell thank you through the front door. So I like to say thank you to the bus driver. Mm-hmm. I smile and make eye contact when I get on because I think that's polite. And then anything else, like, it would have to be a medical emergency for me to talk to the bus driver.
Do you ever just tell him, just like, I'll be in seat C3
if you're looking for me.
If you need anything, I'll be there. If not, please,
yeah,
don't give me another thought.
Me.
I'll be right over here.
But I will be there.
But I will be there.
I'm going to have my earbuds in, so just yell loud.
A lot of the time, so I'm not even listening to anything.
Yeah, right. Sometimes I'm not.
I don't want to talk to people.
But I also...
But I'm listening, but I'm here for you. Yeah.
But also, sometimes I listen to a lot of Carly Simon. I love Carly Simon. That you like Carly Simon. Don't answer that.
But by the way, if
you
say
something...
If you say something in a voice vaguely like Carly Simon, it will blend into the Carly Simon.
So don't use your Carly Simon
so
voice.
Don't do that. Can I hear your voice? No, that's okay, but just...
No, I do, you know, you all, I don't know, you probably don't ride the bus, Luke. I ride the bus all the time, and
I really want to unpack that, but...
Well, why would you ride the bus? You don't live in Seattle, you live in a...
That's right, yeah, and we do have buses there too, but I don't ride the bus.
Yeah.
You're 100% right.
So I'm on the bus all the time, and there is often someone who is lonely or demented or whatever, who is just talking their ear off, and mm-hmm, I always feel awful for them.
I think that I busted somebody. I don't think that they were lonely or demented, but I busted somebody out when Andrew and I were in somewhere in Missouri, and we were staying at a La Quinta. First, we tried to stay at the Bass Pro Shops signature hotel.
Was it Bass or was it the other one?
I think it's Bass
it
Pro
is
Shops.
Bass.
It's
okay,
not Cabela's.
Okay,
I think it's
you're right.
Because
okay.
Bass Pro Shop was started in Springfield.
He told me about this, the way that this, I guess Cabela's, and we couldn't remember the name of it, but this
Cabela's,
Bass Pro Shop has sprung into like the Disney World of this area, which is
and
yep,
it is a
bonkers.
Real point of pride. It
yep.
is a real point of pride in the what we called the buffet district.
Yes.
I mean, there was no restaurants that were not enormous in their size and also in their buffet choices. So we couldn't stay in the Bass Pro Shop signature hotel, the Angler Inn. So we went to the La Quinta, and when we checked in, I noticed there was like a guy standing there talking to the very nice woman who checked us in, and he was kind of talking to her.
Yeah.
And then we went to our rooms, and I want to say I took at least an hour nap, and you probably did some kind of actually responding to people about the TBTL-a-thon. You did some useful work. We showered up. We met back up to go get some dinner. Homeboy was still there talking to her.
Yes, he was coming and going.
And for whatever reason, and he didn't seem like a bad guy, but it just struck me that like hours had elapsed and he was still there talking to her. And I think I said something like, are you the kind of unofficial supervisor of the front area or something? I said something that, like, as our Lyft is pulling up, by the way, because I didn't want to, like...
Sure, you want a quick exit.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. And so...
Hey, loser!
that was my second choice. But I think I said something, you know, just... Honestly, you're right, because I probably didn't want to say it right when we're standing there, but I also don't think I was trying to send a message. I think I was just trying to make small talk, and I was kind of like... So, you know, you're the kind of like, you're the mayor of this front lobby. I didn't say that. That would be really clear what I was trying to say. But anyway, I said some kind of what I thought was a subtle joke. And I could see the look on his face and look on her face said that, like, I had called out something that had not been spoken of. And honestly, I could see a universe in which they were both enjoying each other's company very much. Not, you know, anything going on, but just,
right.
like, enjoying talking to each
right.
other.
She's bored. Oh, okay. He's not busy.
Yeah, exactly. But I honestly thought he had some formal function with the hotel.
Oh, you honestly thought he was the mayor of the lobby?
I didn't think he was the mayor.
Well, I haven't heard so much Foursquare talk in a long time.
I guess his top hat and his sash that said mayor wasn't clear enough.
Quimby-esque.
So that was, I wish I could take that back. I don't wish I could take back the last half hour of amazing automotive-related podcasting.
I called a bear a Ferrari. So
tomorrow we're going to get back to talking about cars on this TBTL Summertime Cartacular special. So look forward to that. On Friday now, I'm dangling this. On Friday, I will regale you all with the story of me selling an RV on behalf of the Mummy.
Oh yeah,
which goes down as a low point for me of automotive transactions. So we'll talk about Genevieve's crashes. We'll talk about that and whatever
else.
I
want to talk about the Scion.
Oh yeah, okay. We'll talk about that too. I believe your love of the Scion and Genevieve, your hesitation about the Scion, misgivings.
I think, you know, indifference to.
Okay.
Mild contempt for.
Yeah, all right. Now we're getting closer.
Okay,
to
good.
It.
Well, I look forward to unpacking all of this coming up on the future episodes of TBTL. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Imaginary Radio for you. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Thanks for listening. And please remember, no mountain too tall.
And good luck to all.
About your kind.
You're like the independent
network
news on Channel 9.
Everywhere that you go,
no matter where you are at,
I said you talk about this
and you talk about that. When the cat took your tongue,
I say you took it right back.
Your mouth is so big,
one bite
could kill a
Big Mac.
You talk too much.
Never shut up.
I said you talk too much.
Homeboy, you never shut up.
Power out.